Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Product Marketing Insider podcast, which is brought to you by Product Marketing Alliance. My name is Bryony Pierce, and I'm the content manager here at PMA. This week's podcast is sponsored by the Product Marketing Festival. For those of you who haven't heard about it yet, it'll be coming to a screen near you between June 8th and June 14th, and will be featuring headline acts from companies like Amazon, Uber, Adobe, and Facebook, talking about everything from research all the way through to optimization. To get your ticket, just head over to the site festival.productmarketingalliance.com. To help establish and elevate the role of product marketing, we're on a mission to speak to 50 PMMs and pick their brains on everything from their journey into the industry, which teams they interact with most, what skills they believe are critical for the role, and a whole load more. To do just that, with me today is Robin Fontaine, the head of product marketing over at Patreon. Robin's been at Patreon since July 2018, and before that, spent almost 2.5 years in product marketing at a company called Twitch, and 5 years as OnLive's director of marketing. So, let's get stuck right in. Welcome to the show, Robin. Could I get you to kick off by giving everyone a bit of an intro into you, your role, and then Patreon?
My name is Robin Fontaine, and I head up product marketing for Patreon, which is headquartered in San Francisco. So I've been based in the San Francisco Bay Area for about 20 years.
Okay, cool. And how long have you been at Patreon for?
I've been at Patreon for about a year and a half. So not that long, but it feels like a long time by now. It's been really fun.
And then can you just kind of give us a bit of a background about what Patreon does?
Sure. Patreon is a platform for artists and creators of all kinds to develop direct relationships with their biggest fans and also develop a membership business where they get recurring revenue in exchange for exclusive content, behind-the-scenes access, and forming communities with their fans outside of social media.
Okay, cool. And how long has it been around for as a company?
It's been around for about 6 years.
Ah, nice. And then kind of pre-Patreon, what is it that made you want to get into product marketing in the first place?
I didn't actually seek it out. I didn't start out knowing that there was such a thing as product marketing. I was actually a marketing generalist when I came upon product marketing. And my first job that really specialized in product marketing was just prior to Patreon at Twitch, which I started in early 2016.
Okay, cool. And then I think that's a trend that I'm getting a lot of the time with these podcasts as well. I think it's people just end up falling into it. And I guess sometimes you go into product marketing realizing that you've actually done a lot of the tasks within product marketing in previous roles.
That's absolutely true. Even before I was a product marketer, I was a marketer who spent a lot of time with the product and engineering teams. I really wanted to understand how things work, how things got built, why certain decisions were being made. So I was already sort of acting as that bridge even before I was a product marketer.
Yeah. And then so did you say, is this your first kind of product marketing specific role, or was the company before, did you do elements of it as well, were you saying?
Prior to Patreon, I was a product marketer at Twitch. So that's where I came upon product marketing. And I was there for about 2.5 years. And that was a really intensive time where I launched a lot of big things and I really, learned the ropes by doing it.
Yeah. And was that within another product marketing team, or was it quite self-taught?
It was within a product marketing team.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of your product marketing team where you are now at Patreon, what does that look like in terms of numbers and roles?
Yeah, so my title is head of product marketing, and I report up to the VP of product. So at Patreon, product marketing lives in the product team, which is great. I have two direct reports, two product marketers, and we're also hiring a market researcher. So we will be a team of four that lives within the product team.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of the company as a whole, what's the size of that?
We're about 200 people, and that's pretty close to doubled since I joined. So we've gotten a lot bigger.
Yep. And are they all based at the same kind of headquarters as you?
The majority, although we have a small office in New York where our merch team sits. We have a small office in Omaha, Nebraska, believe it or not, where we've got some brand designers and some other folks. And we're in the process of opening an office in Berlin.
Oh, nice. Awesome. And then in terms of a standard day in your role, if there is such a thing, what does that sort of look like? And are there any elements of your job that are kind of set day in, day out?
Wow, that's funny. It's like, what is a standard day? You know, mm-hmm. no 2 days are alike. It's really true. But yeah, I'm meeting with a number of teams. You know, we're working right now on our international expansion plan. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm meeting with the payments team to talk about how multi-currency is going to work. Yeah. You know, I'm working on a project to help our creators learn how to launch on Patreon better. So it's often a whole variety of things and with almost every team across the company.
Yeah. Would you say, is that something you quite like about the role of the variety?
Absolutely. I love it. I love solving problems. I love working with different teams and understanding what they're trying to accomplish and how we can get involved and help. Yeah. And I love learning. So I love that we're working on new things every day.
Yeah, for sure. And then in terms of those other teams, outside of product marketing, who would you say you kind of interact with most day to day? And what are your relationships with those teams like?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the product team is our number one collaborator. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to really be working with product closely from the beginning and sort of early ideation phase of anything that they're doing.
Yeah.
So we're really embedded on those teams. I've got two product marketers and they're assigned to about three product managers, and they're really there early on in all the ideation meetings mm-hmm. and working on the opportunity assessments. And the collaboration there is that we're doing our best to be the experts on the customer and on the market. Mm-hmm. And deliver those insights and sort of help shape the early planning phases of product by bringing those insights to the table.
Yeah, that's really good as well. It sounds, because I think a problem I guess most product marketers have is that they don't always get brought into that roadmap process early on, but it sounds like you kind of get in right from the start and maintain involvement.
And I would say that's one of the advantages of being on the product team as opposed to the marketing team. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we really get a seat at the table and we're really close collaborators with our product colleagues.
Yeah. And out of interest, how does that compare to the previous company you're at?
Yeah, I have a direct comparison because at Twitch, product marketing reported up to product, mm-hmm. To marketing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was a different situation. It did feel like we had a struggle sometimes to get a seat at the table early and often, mm-hmm. And we're sometimes brought in the later stages, and that's really challenging.
Yeah. And then in terms of your contacts with products, so is it more like, do you have formal kind of huddles every morning, or is it ad hoc desk drops, or how does that work?
Because we don't have a one-to-one ratio of, you know, one product marketer to one product manager, mm-hmm. we can't be at every meeting, and that's okay. But we are definitely having at least weekly check-ins with our product managers, and often coming to like design review meetings and opportunity mm-hmm. assessment meetings, roadmap meetings. So we're there as often as we can be.
Yeah. And then in terms of sales, how do your relationships with those work in terms of like catch-ups and...
Yeah, we have a team here at Patreon. They're called creator partnerships, but they are kind of the equivalent of a sales team. Mm-hmm. They go out in the world and they find creators that should be on Patreon, that would do great on Patreon, and they talk to them about launching and help them get launched.
Yeah.
We do provide enablement materials for them, decks and one sheets and things that they can use as they're talking to creators. Mm-hmm. And those are often customized per creator. So we've provided kind of the framework and the strategy, and also helps define the definition of what that target creator looks like.
Yeah.
And we work with them on an ongoing basis just to understand how that's working, and we have a great feedback loop with them.
Yeah. And then out of curiosity, for those kind of sales enablement bits of collateral, do you have any go-to tools that you use to create and disseminate that kind of stuff?
Well, we use Google over here, so we're just using like Google Docs. You know, that's the main thing. We're not at the size where we need like an official sales enablement tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a very small team. There are three people on that creator partnerships team, so we don't need those kinds of tools that really do tracking and are really quantifying things yet. I think we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then out of curiosity as well, what are your KPIs and what you measured against?
So we have a lot of shared KPIs. I think that's one of the biggest challenges with product marketing is that there aren't that many KPIs that you can really fully, wholly, and 100% own because so much of what we do is in collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we have a lot of shared metrics that we look at with our product teams. And so depending on what each team is working towards, for example, there's a team that's working towards patron retention.
Mm-hmm.
And so we share that goal with them. Mm-hmm. If there's a new product or feature launching, we will work together with the product leader to come up with a shared KPI in terms of adoption. So yep. there'll be a product adoption goal that we're working towards. But they're all shared goals.
Yep. And then was that a similar sort of setup to when you reported to marketing at Twitch?
At Twitch, it was a little bit different. We looked at sort of the success of our launch communications more so than the outcomes. So we mm-hmm. were looking at, you know, how many reads did the blog get? How many clicks did it get to the page? So I think our KPIs ended up being quite separate and more kind of tuned in the way that marketers think about their KPIs more so than product adoption type of metrics.
Yeah, for sure. And then what would you say the top three skills are that have helped you get where you are today in product marketing?
I would say communication for sure, flexibility or adaptability, and then definitely curiosity.
Yep. And then also I'm interested, before you said you were in marketing before product marketing, kind of mm-hmm. pre-marketing and product marketing, like were you in any other roles or has it always been in the marketing-y kind of aspects?
Boy, you know, my career has had a lot of different phases, so mm-hmm. I could go back and kind of explain that path as to how I got here. My education is as a theater director. I studied theater in New York, and by the time I left undergrad, had decided that I didn't want to pursue that as a career. Mm-hmm. I felt it was, you know, number one, too small a box to play in. You know, I was really curious about the world, and I started to feel that theater was very kind of, self-referencing and kind mm-hmm. of a small academic bubble that it lived in. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to break out of that. So I've done a lot of other things, but those skills have really, like, marshal a team toward a vision and work towards a goal together. So a lot of those skills have been a part of my career my entire life.
Yeah.
I had a stint, I had my own production company doing, like videos, corporate videos, music videos, museum mm-hmm. pieces. Then I worked for a company in visual effects that did something called facial motion capture. Mm-hmm. And I was a producer for that small company doing all kinds of things, including marketing activities. And that was like 2007 to 2010. Mm-hmm. But it was a technology company. So I started to sort of get my feet wet in this world of technology companies. And that company, a lot of the same folks that built that technology moved on to the next thing, which was online. It was game streaming. Mm-hmm. So this was like the first company that really did game streaming back in 2010, which is now becoming a thing, and all the big gaming companies are building their own game streaming platforms.
Yeah.
But I worked for a company that did that back in 2010. So 2010 to 2015, I was in marketing for OnLive, which was mm-hmm. in the gaming space. And by the time I finished there, I was director of marketing. So I was a generalist, and I had done everything from, you know, events to email marketing to subscription marketing to launching things, mm-hmm. you know, building e-commerce. So I got a really broad range of experiences there as a marketer.
Yeah.
And that was really like a typical kind of startup in, you know, 2010, 2015. Mm-hmm. I started as, you know, one of the first maybe 10 people to join the company and grew with it as the company grew. And, you know, that was a super interesting ride. And it was in that gaming space, so it wasn't that big a jump to go from there to Twitch.
Yeah, for sure. I always think it's really interesting as well hearing people's kind of backdrop getting into product marketing, because there's just no such thing as a set path, and everyone has such varied backgrounds.
Absolutely.
I always find as well, in some way, there's always skills in every different role that's transferable and will feed into the role today.
Totally.
Okay, next up. Would you say there's a lot of crossover between what you do and what a product manager does?
I would say that the biggest area of crossover is in really understanding the customer and championing the customer. Mm-hmm. Product managers really have to be thinking about that all the time and talking to customers and doing interviews and doing discovery. So they really need to have that knowledge. And so do we, in terms of really understanding how to best talk to the customer and how to give those insights to help us build for the right customer. So there's a lot of crossover there. And then, you know, where things are delineated is obviously the product manager is responsible for deciding what to build and why. and mm-hmm. we're responsible for how to position and message that thing and bring it to market. Mm-hmm. But even there, we influence each other a lot with the different skills and perspectives that we bring.
Yeah. And in terms of like customer contact, so is it shared between the two of you, or is it just kind of products that will actually kind of get on those calls and speak to the customers?
We both will do that. We will both have different initiatives where we'll sort of spearhead talking to customers depending on what it is.
Yeah. And do you have kind of any sort of quotas? So, for example, you know, every week we'll aim to talk to two or three customers, or every month we'll try and talk to X, Y, Z, or is it more of an ad hoc kind of project by project thing?
It's more project by project, but I'd love to move to a place where we are at least having a couple of conversations a week.
Yeah, sure. And then in terms of kind of updates and releases and new products, how often does that kind of thing happen for you?
Well, it's interesting. Things have shifted a lot since I started here at Patreon. It's only been a year and a half, but there's never been a normal, if you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Things are always looking differently. I think in the first year that I was here, we were more on a track of launching a few bigger things. Mm-hmm. And we had this large project, which was updating our pricing and packaging, which I led. And that was a giant project for almost a year, mm-hmm. which ended in sort of a big launch moment. Mm-hmm. And there were a few other sort of larger features that we launched. Now we've shifted into this place where we're doing more kind of improvements on product quality and iteration and experimentation. Mm-hmm. So that's a very different motion. So there are very few like big launch items. There are more series of small changes every couple of weeks. And the challenge there is for the product marketers to keep our arms around everything that's happening, mm-hmm. understand how it fits into the big picture, and be able to tell an overarching narrative that's compelling about why we're doing what we're doing,
yeah.
And not to fall into like, you know, kind of communicating each little thing as its own separate thing.
Mm-hmm. And then in an ideal world, how far in advance would you like ideally plan for these initiatives?
I think it's such an ongoing process right now that it doesn't ever feel like here's one thing we're launching and it's 6 months away. It's just, you know, here are like 12 work streams going on at any given time. And we have ideas about the things that the teams are working on, but we won't know for sure what's actually going to make it through. When you're experimenting, you assume that, you know, a bunch of the things we try won't work. Mm-hmm. So as long as we know all the things that we're testing and all the things we're trying to move, I feel like we have the leeway to kind of understand what's happening and when it might be coming.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then in your opinion, what, if anything, do you think needs to change about product marketing?
I think product marketing is a little bit different depending on the company that you're at and the skills that you have. And I actually think that's a good thing. I really like the flexibility that we have, and I don't subscribe to the philosophy that we should sort of narrowly define it and, you know, have everything nailed down with no sort of leeway to change things. I think it's great the way it is with the kind of flexibility that we have.
Okay, awesome. And then final question, if there were any new or aspiring product marketers listening to this podcast right now, what would your advice to them be?
I think the most important thing is to be curious and to sort of get out there and meet other people, go to meetups, meet other product marketers, find out what they're doing, ask a lot of questions. And I think learning by talking to others in the field is probably the best thing that you can do.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Rob, but it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, you're very welcome. For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show to speak about your day, a specific topic, or just your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.